Hello and welcome to International Media with me, Amanda Morrow. This week's edition looks at the rise of social media celebrities and how their online fame is paying huge dividends, turning what may have started out as a hobby into big business. Love it or hate it, social media is transforming the way we communicate. Each day, websites such as Snapchat, Vine, and Instagram extend their power and reach, forcing the traditional media to play second fiddle. Thanks to social media and the stars it's helped cultivate, the advertising industry has found a new way to reconnect with millions of young people who, instead of watching the telly and reading magazines, are turning to their blogging idols for both entertainment and advice. Natasha Courtney-Smith is a London-based digital transformation specialist. She helps individuals with their digital strategy, publicity, and profile. While social media has been around for about 10 years, Courtney-Smith says that there's been a sudden realization that it can be about more than just socializing. It can drive a business and a personal brand.
If you start thinking that people with followings are media space and that space can be bought, then it does transform it, because media space was once very conventional, i.e. blank pages in newspaper, billboards up beside the road, you know, the 5 minutes between TV programs. And what's really interesting about buying media space from a personal brand, whether that's a celebrity or just an online celebrity, is that you can really target your brand to a person and their fans. If you're a luxury fashion brand, for instance, okay, you can stick up an advert at the side of the road and however many people are going to drive past it, and some of those will be into luxury fashion. But if you target that to a person who is iconic in the luxury fashion world, you know, the fashion blogger that you feel almost is your brand, you know, your ideal customer, then it's common sense to say that her followers are also likely to either be like that or aspiring to be like that.
Unlike traditional celebrities, stars who find their fame online offer less of a disconnect between themselves and their audience. Typically, these so-called influencers started off creating content for fun and managed to attract a following in the process. But it would be a mistake to think that social media stars have found success overnight. As Courtney-Smith explains, motivation can make or break you.
They're very driven people. They're driven to think they can do it, and then it's not easily done. There are certain areas in which it's easy to build followings, which are food and fashion and beauty and luxury products. And when I look at food bloggers, they work really hard. They post like 3 to 4 times a day. They spend a lot of time this would be on Instagram. They spend a lot of time engaging with other people, a lot of time engaging with people that they think might like their blog. So it's a full-time thing that requires a lot of commitment to build up a following. And secondly, you've got to be, again, coming back to food bloggers, there's a lot of people doing food blogging. You've got to have great pictures. You've got to have a really clear message. So it's the same as building any brand in a business, which is consistency, hard work, a very clear message, a USP, being available, you know, really believing in your dream even before others do. So you really have to have a lot of faith in yourself and determination to make it work. And the other thing that I think is really important to mention is that none of these people are overnight successes. It's been the result of hard work and determination.
Social media has created a new platform for a new generation of entrepreneurs. Di Degeneres is a 17-year-old YouTube vlogger, that's a video blogger, who goes by the online moniker Di Lily Hannah. At last count, she had more than 120,000 followers on Instagram and Twitter combined. And now, this young entrepreneur has landed herself a presenter's role on Britain's YouTube Disney Channel. Dee is successful because she has enormous appeal with her young audience, and she's worked on that relationship through consistent posts. Nevertheless, she says that her foray into social media is something that happened quite by accident.
My getting started as a YouTuber story is a bit of a weird one. It basically happened in like year 10. It was when the Harlem Shake was a big thing and everyone was doing it. So my friends and I decided to try it out, and then the whole class did it. And then we needed somewhere to upload it. So I created like a channel to upload it to. And then everyone was seeing it and it was all really cool. And then my friend and I started making videos together. And then I had a friend that edited them for me. And then it just kind of worked from there. So then I started to like buy an iPod to film on, then I bought a phone that I filmed on, and then now I have a camera that I film on and an actual laptop that I edit from myself. So kind of how it happened.
And since then, I mean, you've received a huge following. You have tens of thousands of followers across various social media sites, and now you've landed your own Disney show. So was this the plan, or has your success taken you completely by surprise?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I got involved with the Disney Channel Vlogger Show when my network that I'm actually partnered with, Maker Studios, reached out to me about the opportunity. And then at first I was a bit confused because I was like, how am I going to be with Disney? Because I never thought it would be an actual opportunity that I'd be able to do. Because obviously Disney Channel is something that everyone knows what Disney is. So it was really cool. And the fact that it's something that like it hasn't really been done before is even cooler. So yeah, it's a really cool opportunity, and I'm really thankful that I've been selected to do such an amazing thing.
For most, turning social media into a lucrative career is a dream come true. But this kind of celebrity can also have its pitfalls. Australian model Essina O'Neill this week deleted her YouTube and Instagram accounts, saying that the pressure to keep up appearances made her miserable. O'Neill had more than 600,000 followers. But in a video, the teenager said that she'd had enough of the dishonesty that had governed her life since the age of 15. Her online profile, she said, was an edited and contrived version of reality.
I don't agree with social media as it currently is. Please, please, can someone make something that isn't based on views, likes, and followers? I think that culture creates validation and insecurity in likes and views. It's like, I hate it. I think it's so detrimental to human health and human abilities. I think when you put work out there or a part of yourself out there or you share and a number on a screen dictates that success or that value, it's ridiculous.
In an effort to expose the truth, O'Neill recaptioned dozens of pictures of herself, explaining how they were endorsed, paid for, or sponsored. O'Neill says that she was paid hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars to promote clothes, swimwear, and health drinks. Her stance against social media and what she described as making money by deluding people has led many internet stars to rally in self-defense. Several protested that they wouldn't promote a product they didn't genuinely like and use. Personal preference, though, isn't really an area that can be policed. Still, it's no secret that people with big online profiles are an ideal mark for advertisers. It's simple economics, and there are talent scouts out there whose sole mission is to track down these people and to help them make a living from their audiences. Courtney Smith says that these days, sponsored posts aren't difficult to spot.
Whether or not sponsored posts are marked as sponsored is a whole sort of area that people are developing, and there'll probably be new legislation. But generally, people say sponsored or they say thank you to this brand, and it is obvious. I mean, what happened a few years ago, which got some celebrities in a lot of trouble, is that they weren't saying it was referred thank you to the brand. So they'd post a random thing like, oh, I love whatever toothpaste, and they wouldn't say actually they'd been paid X amount of money to say that. Generally nowadays people would say yes, they'd say sponsored by or thank you to. So it's more obvious it's a sponsored post.
Courtney Smith says that depending on your following and how engaged you are with your fans, online celebrities stand to rake in tens of thousands of pounds from brands, along with free merchandise and holidays. Amid the decline of traditional media, what these new media stars offer is advertising space. In newspapers, sponsored content or advertorials must be distinguishable from independent editorial content. The issue is transparency. And it appears that O'Neill, through her tearful protest, has helped open the debate on the ethical considerations behind the social media money-making machine. That brings us to the end of this week's International Media with me, Amanda Morrow.